out here.
Still eating hummus.
Welcome to our new ASMR podcast. It's not new, let's be real. It's very established at this point. Maybe you have to move it to the different sides of the mic.
That's true.
Beautiful. Made it peak again, Jason.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Alright. Let's just hop into this shit and our opinion on music.
I listen to it at times.
I hear it.
I hear it. Have you ever seen that Vine that's the guy who's like doesn't know what music is but pretends he does to like fit in with people?
Yeah.
I love that video. It's so good.
What really set me off the other day, or yesterday I should say, was someone, so we're on this music group and someone that we know, I wouldn't say friend, someone that we know, posted a new song by the Raconteurs, I think I'm pronouncing that right, Jack White's other side band, the shittier side band, with a new song, and he was just like, wow, new Raconteurs and new Black Keys music this week, rock and roll is still alive. And then I commented, they both suck. And he was like, I beg to differ. And I was angry. I was so angry.
I like how you hit your laptop that was farther away than the couch, so that way it was more of a slapping sound.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it from all angles. So, right side. I fucking hate people like that. That is not rock and roll. That is just Jack White being bored. And the Black Keys are garbage. I've never liked that band. Ever, ever, ever. So, and I don't trust people whose music tastes are what they sell in Walmart. Pre-approved by Christian groups. Like, I don't agree with it. And I think they're wrong. And I do think that over the course of doing this podcast, I've realized I sound like a piece of shit sometimes, but it's just like older rock, the 2000s rock was just so much going on, but it had so much more emotion behind it, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I feel like those were angrier times and people let that out through their music, but now that we're living in such harsher realities, I'm not hearing it reflected.
And as we're jumping in, I will say to help define this episode, instead of just Jason's rant about people who don't think music is rock music when it's not. Like, I think the question we're trying to answer in this episode is rock and roll like dead?
Yeah.
What is like rock and roll?
Is rock and roll dead? Yes, and now it's the over. Now it's over. That's it. No, it's kind of diversified. Because then it goes into that conversation, yeah. Oh, is hip-hop dead? This isn't hip-hop. That's not punk. I'm like, no, it is. It all is.
And genres change and evolve. Like, rock and roll in today is not going to sound the exact same it did in the 60s.
Because it evolves,
like, yeah. Everything.
Yeah. And but
just, like, fashion is not the same. It changes. That doesn't mean, like...
Well, yeah, sounds evolve, but I think emotions don't.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm just not hearing that being pervaded through a lot of... I want to say mainstream music.
Yeah.
That the mainstream before was edgier and in your face at all times, and that was what was hot. And now that I don't hear that enough.
Yeah.
And I hear a lot of, like, we really live in the Trump era, and I feel like we should be making Trump era music.
Right.
That's just fucking angry. And I don't hear, I hear people complain, but I don't hear it through their art. So it's like, I feel like we're missing out on something.
I feel like a lot of the music I have been hearing that really hits that emotion is not rock music.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely hear it in some artists that I listen to, but it's not... It is totally different genres from rock and roll. Because I feel like most of the rock music nowadays is, like, a lot of indie rock about...
It's just indie. It's just indie about
romantic.
About romance and living in a crappy apartment in New York.
I do think there is... like, I do think there is rock music with emotion, but yeah. like you said, like, that really is true rock and roll music. Yeah. But like you said, it's really hard to find now.
Yeah.
Like, it's out there, but especially in this day and age when, like, there are millions of types of music out there, and it's so easy to put music out there, it's almost so much harder to find music.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have to dig through 50 of essentially the same songs to maybe find the one that's a little bit different.
The one.
And also, since rock really isn't super in the mainstream now.
Yeah, people, it's... No,
like,
people
it's almost
don't.
Like indie rock is more in the mainstream than, like...
Here's...
rock and roll rock.
Here's a solid example. And this is when I started to, like, just get over it. Because there are indie bands I really enjoy. Like, I really love their sound. Because I feel it's something way different than what other bands are doing. And a lot of times those bands just end up copying each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like every dream pop band ever. So
I get so sick of dream pop after a while.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, dream pop has its place.
I love it sometimes, but I don't willingly blast it on my way to work. Like, I'm going to be blasting heavier shit.
Like, it's very much like I'm doing something that requires some concentration. I need some music that's going to be, like, kind of chill in the background. Yeah. Like, you know.
In the background or when I'm feeling
like
moody.
People who I know who listen to lo-fi like 24/7, I'm like, how? You start to hear that shit in your sleep.
No, it's like when you listen to certain musics like for that long, you start to like you know we have friends that just blast dream pop all the time and they're just laying in bed at all times. I'm sad.
Well, it's like
I'm gonna write a song.
But it's even like we have that one friend who like will blast, like, bedroom pop, but then also listens to, like, black metal.
Yeah, there's
so
no
there's
in
at
between.
Least, like, there's some diversity there to where it's like, okay, I get why you can listen to dream pop, because there are other things, but there's some people who really listen to, like, 90% dream pop, like, bedroom
that's
pop. Like,
oh,
and I'm like,
that's
just
exhausting.
Sounds exhausting. Yeah.
Jesus.
My music taste is way too chaotic. Like
oh, it's a fucking mess.
Like, actually, I will say, listening to a lot of Pussy Riot has been the best thing to happen to my
that's
Spotify.
So surprising to
it
me.
It is the best thing to happen to my Spotify algorithm in forever, because Spotify is finally starting to figure out that I want something different. It also recommends Almost No Men to me, which is an interesting development.
I am
kind of enjoying.
I've weirdly been listening to a lot more house and like electronic music.
Mm.
It's just because it's more of a creative thing for me, but it's also like
it's easier to find. I feel
it's
like nowadays
also easier to find.
Yeah,
it all kind of sounds the same at some point, but it's just like it's really easy beats to just like play in the background or something. Just like easy chill along. Like, I don't want to listen to this. I don't want to listen to that right now. So I just like play house music. And all my daily mixes are wild.
Yeah.
Like, I was telling you, like, I had a whole new metal, 2000s
yeah,
new
yeah,
metal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, my daily mix.
I have a great daily mix. Actually, I don't know if I still have it, but I had it a few days ago where it's like half new metal and then half like the, like, 2000s emo music that I specifically listen to.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, there was, like, Fall Out Boy was on there, and, like, very much, like, that kind of group.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were, like, kind of emo, but they were, like, pop-punk.
Yeah, we were pop-punk.
But, like, the combination of that and new metal, I'm like, oh my god, they've really managed to completely summarize, well, not even completely, but mostly summarize the bulk of the music I listened to when I was in middle school. They really managed to do that.
Yeah, because if you only listen to dream pop, you're just gonna have one daily mix. You're not gonna get it. There's no diversification.
Well, one friend of ours, one who doesn't particularly have a lot of diversity in his music,
you know who I'm talking about. Yeah.
So he was looking at my daily mixes once and was like, none of these make sense. These artists shouldn't go together. Like, they're so different. And I'm like, honestly, in my head, like, there are similarities behind them. And if you look at the different music I listen to on Spotify, you can't summarize my music in six daily mixes. You got to get creative.
Yeah,
Spotify is like, their daily mixes, they have kind of figured out a pretty good balance.
I think they have for me as well.
Yeah.
It's a solid, I think it's more like they kind of read, like, the energy and, like, the speed of all the music, so it's just, like, it all blends well together.
Right, and, like, and if you listen to one really random genre enough, they will make you a daily mix, even if it's completely different from anything else. I have a daily mix that's just Greek pop.
So gross.
Yeah.
so gross.
I don't even really listen to it that often, like, Greek pop or the daily mix itself, but Spotify's still like, girl, we know you.
I will say the one band that made me stop in the tracks of chasing, like, the indie scene, and this has been a critique for a long time. I've heard this thing that indie bands only do it just to say they're indie, and then they go away. Like, a lot of these bands don't have longevity. And the one band that has bothered me the most, and I saw, we have some friends that went to their concert the other day, it was Wallows. When I saw this band come out and I heard this band play, I was just like, this band sucks.
I don't know who that is.
The lead singer is the lead in 13 Reasons Why. That guy, the plain vanilla-looking white guy.
Also haven't seen 13. Actually, I lied. I've seen a couple episodes of the second season, and it was enough for me to be like, I don't want to watch it.
What's his name? I forget his name.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. But basically, this band sucks. And so, I was just like, this is the most vanilla shit ever.
Can you imagine going to a concert for, like, a dream pop artist? What would you do at the concert? Do you just... Would you just sit there and be like...
You have to willingly go out to go see it. Like, if you're in that mood, because I've definitely seen dream pop shows.
I might fall asleep.
It's just chill shit.
Yeah.
I've seen Widow's Peak, one of my favorite bands of all time. I've seen this band five times.
You know where I want to hear dream pop? When you're, like, when you're having, like, a nice dinner and, you know, like old-fashioned restaurants will have, like, someone on a piano or something, maybe some jazz musicians. It's like, that's where I want to hear dream pop. Like, while I'm eating dinner, maybe have, like... a band playing some dream pop in the corner, you know? Like, I could work with that.
I can totally get it. I mean, I've definitely gone out and see some dream pop bands, and they've been great live and sing really well.
Yeah.
And they're really nice people, and everyone's just fucking chilling and feeling the vibe. So it's not all bad, but this fucking band, Wallows, was just like, it's the culmination of everything that I think is wrong with indie music. It's just them lashing onto a trend, right. And it's nothing impressive.
Well,
nothing
that's
of them
a
is
lot
impressive.
Of indie music is. It's just trends.
We were at a party
that's
like
why it all sounds the
last
same.
Year, and our friends were playing this, and they were jamming, and I was like, "This sucks." And
they
were like,
really
"They were like, what? Why? Like, what are you talking about?" And I was just like, "No, this fucking sucks, dick. Are you serious? Like, this is vanilla as fuck. I don't feel anything towards this. It's cardboard. It's cardboard with a guitar."
Yeah.
And there are so many bands like that. But that, to me, was the last straw for me. I was like, I'm so done. I'm going back to listening to Limp Bizkit. I'm done with this shit.
I almost wish I really liked indie rock, because it'd be so much easier to find music I liked. Because it's everywhere.
There are great independent artists. There are great indie writers.
You have to listen to so much other indie rock.
You have to cut through the bullshit. You have to get through the bullshit to find the gold.
That's the thing.
Mitski is a really great one.
I like Mitski, but I don't love all of her music.
Warpaint is like, I think to me, like one of the kind of trend queens of how all these bands are now, because they did this shit way before.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not around all the time. They performed last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Around here, but I was just
like Game of Thrones finale. So.
Yeah, dude, I was so split. I was just like,
you gotta prioritize. Yeah,
I was
yeah,
so
yeah.
mad. I was like, ah. But they're like, you know, like they make their music, do their shit, and then they go away. They don't make a fuss, no hype. Just make their shit and leave. And it's always good. It never sounds the same. No album, even though they're kind of dream poppy, no album ever sounds the same.
Warpaint is great, yeah.
No album ever sounds the same.
I love that, because also, like, there are some artists who, like, have their sound, and they're really good at that sound, but they don't venture outside of that at all.
They
and,
really
like,
experiment
and,
with
it. For that, I kind of, like, I do kind of respect being like, this is what I'm good at, I'm going to stick to this. Ariana Grande is like that. She has one sound.
Mm-hmm.
She sticks to that sound.
She's
it's good a
at
good
it.
Sound, and it works with her. So I
she's
respect
like the
that.
Musical Tom Cruise.
But like listening to her album, like it's like I want to listen to her singles, but like listening to the whole album just isn't as good because it all blurs together a lot.
Honestly, she
then
should do
we
metal.
Have Lizzo, whose new album.
Bah, 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 bah,
I
bah, bah.
Am so obsessed with her new album. I've listened like it's the only thing I've listened to for weeks now.
That's energy. That's
since
the energy.
It came out, since
that's
the
energy
came out.
In the music that I want coming out.
And it's so good because it's so diverse. She really doesn't stick into one genre. She's all over the place, but like the whole album still feels cohesive because of her.
Yeah.
Like she stays so true to like what she like the themes in her songs and like just her in general as an artist. Like she's so consistent with that she's able to genre hop like that and still make it cohesive.
I just
mad
respect
for Lizzo.
I think
I'm obsessed with her.
I think and I also think there's a lack of energy at times. I just don't see people like smashing guitars or like really making their voices heard, and they're just doing music and shit like that. And it's just, I don't feel like, I don't see people burning flags on stage anymore. Like I don't see riots. Nobody dies at concerts anymore.
Did you hear anything about this past Eurovision?
I saw clips.
Because Iceland did not.
I saw that. That was amazing.
Their performance was TBH the only one I actually enjoyed the entire
That was insane.
Like, y'all want to know what rock and roll is? Go.
Not
see
even.
What
that
Iceland
was like metal, pop, BDSM, all wrapped in one. It was like Rammstein.
But they had the
Icelandic.
True, they had the spirit. It wasn't just like genre. It was like, no. They had the true spirit of like punk. They were like.
They were 1,000%.
Like, did you hear what the song was about?
No.
So it's called, I believe, Hate Will Prevail. And the whole song is basically like, Europe is evil. Everyone needs to like get it together or everyone's going to die.
Yeah, they're so dumb.
Europe sucks.
So John Oliver did this thing where they did a whole piece on them. I'll show it to you after this.
Yes, please.
And they did a whole piece where they just talk about how they hate capitalism and it needs to die.
Yeah. Well, someone had tweeted right after their performance, like, wow, I can't believe capitalism is completely destroyed now. Like,
yeah, like, you know, the socialists have won.
Yeah, and the whole time during Eurovision, whenever it cut to, like, Green Room, they were talking to other, like, people, countries and stuff, and they would always be in the background just, like, waving a gay flag.
Yeah, like, I don't know who these guys are, but they were a wild bunch. That's the energy we need.
They got a good number of popular votes.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they got a good number.
Fuck yeah. I would.
Compared to Germany, who got literally zero.
I would have voted for that shit. The Germans.
Like, UK got 3 votes.
Of course. Brexit.
And they only had 13 votes before the popular
votes. Wow, so. They fucking suck dick.
Yeah.
Speaking of sucking dick, Wallows. What other band has been like gnawing at you? It's just like, I'm so tired of this shit. I'm trying to think of like a solid band.
Well, you know, there is a single artist on my Spotify that is blocked. Because, you know, on Spotify you can like block artists
you,
to where they never show.
You have blocked an artist?
One.
Even I never did that.
Chainsmokers.
Wow, absolutely.
Chainsmokers. I hate them so much. Terrible. And Spotify keeps putting. But Spotify puts them on my release radar, like, every week. Because apparently they constantly have music coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. And they think I like them for some reason. Even though I, like, go out of my way to skip and be like, I don't like this song.
The Chainsmokers are garbage.
They keep giving me Chainsmokers.
The Chainsmokers are garbage.
They're garbage. I don't care if they collaborate with one of my favorite artists. If the Chainsmokers are involved, I'm not interested. And that's just how it is. I'm so done with them. They're not talented.
No. There's no...
Their music isn't good. They have a formula.
No.
Every song sounds the same. I've yet to hear a single Chainsmokers song that I do not dislike.
Here's a funny thing. So the guy who plays Archie on Riverdale started a band. And they're called Legend. It's the whole name of their band. And... they suck. They're not good. Like, I'm sorry. They're just not good. I follow them, but like I've seen their jam and how they record their songs. I'm just like, there's nothing impressive about this band. And individually, their drummer's awesome. Like, I love that guy, but this is garbage. Like, this is not. These are just guys that I really hate this. And number one, I feel like they didn't need to work as hard when you're already an actor of that high on TV. You don't need to work as hard to be a band. You just get your friends. Oh, we should do this. Like when I'm not filming, guys.
Like who's it I'm thinking of? Brian Gosling. He has a band.
Yeah, he does folk music, doesn't he?
I only know one song by him, and it was funny because I just remember watching La La Land and being like, oh, he can't really sing. And then I listened to his band, and I'm like, oh, he actually isn't that bad. La La Land. He just seems bad in La La Land.
At least
to me, anyway.
Yeah, no one liked it, but I mean, I liked his. Because he's not a guy that can sing. He does it enough that it's passable and it's cute. You're like, if your boyfriend was into you, it's adorable.
Yeah, like if it's a musical, you need to get someone who like actually has pipes, not an actor who's been like.
What's just more hilarious is that he would sing when he was a kid on like the Mickey Mouse Club. Like he would do like singing and dancing. But
you can like sing and then you can like be a singer.
Yeah.
Like if you get enough formal training, you can carry a tune. But that doesn't mean you should star in a musical. You know what I mean?
That's why there are people who do background vocals on certain tours.
Right.
Because you're not... Just because you can sing doesn't mean you should be a singer.
Yeah.
Quote me. Like, that's... that.
No, it's true, yeah. Because a lot of the population can sing in some capacity. And again, you get enough formal training, anyone can carry a tune.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can be a professional singer, a professional vocalist. Doesn't mean you can sing.
I can tell you right now, I'm not about to be a singer. I have had a solo once before.
You had a solo once?
I was in fifth grade. I sang the solo to my
Tiny
my
two front Catherine.
Teeth. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Nice. I'm pretty sure they only picked me because I was small.
Small.
And, you know, cute. So,
small. Small. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the only reason I had. That's the only solo I ever had. I'm pretty sure I tried out just for shits and giggles, and then I got it, and I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't actually want to do it. But then I did.
And then you became Lady Gaga.
Right.
And then you became a gold platinum artist.
I can't believe.
I can't believe you're standing.
Plot twist, I was Lady Gaga all along. That's why you've never seen my face.
It's very true. Yeah, well, I slept with Bradley Cooper.
Madonna performed at Eurovision.
I heard about that.
It was kind of underwhelming. Like, there were parts that were good, but her performance itself wasn't great.
We can definitely talk about that later, because she's put out new music that I kind of do not fuck with.
Yeah.
Because it's... I don't know if you've heard it, but they've done so much shit to her voice in, like, post-production that it's stupidly obvious. Yeah.
One of the songs she sang was, the entire song was auto-tuned. Like, it was a live performance, and it was very blatantly auto-tuned. And it sounded like it was a stylistic thing, but, like, it wasn't working, you know?
Lady Gaga should just perform at Eurovision. Mm. I think they would all vote for her, even though she's not... Well, she is Italian.
Oh, they would. She's European, so yeah.
She is Italian.
Yeah. And Europe loves Madonna.
Yeah, exactly. So. There's a big slush for Madonna on that tour. I think what I want from a lot of bands, specifically, especially in the mainstream, because on like an independent, hearing like my neighbors fight. On, like, an independent level, I can find great bands, but they'll never be, like, on TV or have that kind of traction.
Yeah.
They'll always be performing on
like
the smaller stages.
Like, it's never going to be, like, I'll be able to go to a big concert that they're having in my city.
Exactly. Like, you'll never see... That's why we agree, as a unit, nu metal was the last big rock wave.
Yeah.
That was the last great rock wave. As much bad credit gets, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the energy you got from that, and it was something new blended with something old, and just all these things meshed together that brought out the wild in you, brought out the fucking energy.
And I do think it's possible that, like, we can get another rock wave. I don't think it's, like...
I don't know when it's gonna
happen.
Like,
the thing is, because if anything, like, for the question, is rock dead? I definitely don't think it's dead. Just is it, like, at the peak of its existence? Absolutely not. Like, I do think it's in a lull, but that doesn't mean it can't come back.
Yeah.
Like, again, many trends.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what else isn't in right now? Low-rise jeans. Does that mean they aren't going to come back? Absolutely not. I'm really hoping they don't. I'm not a fan. But...
Next episode, Catherine's going to have low-rise jeans. I gave in.
Absolutely. I actually do have my crotch is out. I do actually have one pair of low-rise jeans, but it's because it's really hard to find fitting jeans, and those were on clearance. So, I do have those.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
But I don't really wear them.
Get those sharp Paris Hilton hips. Razor sharp hips. You know who else had a band that was really bad? Michael Cera.
I kind of like some of his music. It's good for a tone. I'm also biased because I associate it with a project that I worked on.
Oh my god, yeah. I saw this.
Because it basically, his music was the soundtrack.
I saw this British band. God damn it, drop it.
Get your life together.
I'm still going to eat it.
You gross piece of shit.
Yeah, it is, whatever. It was a few years ago. I saw a British band, and they told us, I saw Michael Cera's group perform before us, and they're actually not good. They're actually pretty bad.
I don't think they're especially talented, but I think it's an interesting sound. So I think it has its place. But I don't really go and just listen to Michael Cera.
Yeah, no one does that. I don't know. I just think. I don't want to sound like an asshole, but I've had this talk with
Really? That's not something I typically hear you say.
Well, okay. No, it's more of like, I don't want to say the word, well, like, music is too soft, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, it's just not, it's just not as, I really want to feel something other than sad.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just stuck
like
in a
sad
big
music.
I just think we're in a big emo wave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I see. I really like upbeat music. And not even, it doesn't even necessarily have to be like happy, but like just something that like makes me
wake me up.
And yeah, it makes me feel like energetic. Like that's what I want to listen to. And that's why like I get so mad at my Spotify Discover Weekly, because it's all slow stuff, but that's because that's what's out now.
Yeah.
And that's why I end up defaulting to a lot of pop, because there's a lot. There's more upbeat pop than there is rock right now. Most of the rock is really
chill. I think pop is in a great time right now.
Oh,
there's
absolutely.
So much.
Great time for pop.
It is a wild time. I've found some.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only recently gotten into Charlie XCX. So it's just
Charlie
like,
XCX
that is a fun time.
Kim Petras, always some
I love
fun
Kim
music.
Petras.
Like, Kim Petras isn't the one you go to where you're like, I want to think some deep emotions. Like, no, I'm here to have a good time, so I'm going to listen to Kim Petras. I was listening to her on the way here.
Yeah.
I really love Girly.
Yeah.
Girly is so much fun.
Yeah.
I listen to Girly a lot today.
That's always fun.
And you know how I discovered Girly?
Huh.
The Pussy Riot Spotify radio.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What was it? There's...
Again, best thing to ever happen to me.
I think what's going to happen, I think the next quote-unquote rock wave is metal doing pop a lot more, or pop blending metal sounds into them.
Like Poppy?
Like Poppy has done. Because apparently her new album has a metal band doing all the music.
Oh, interesting.
And so I'm like,
I'm
1,000%
really
on board
for
this.
Really
if
intrigued.
Pop can go metal, that would be amazing.
That'd be great. Because
it's just high energy. It's just high energy with pop vocals. And when you blend it together, it works so well.
Right.
And it can be fucking done a la Bring Me the Horizon's new album.
Yeah.
Like, it can be fucking done. It's heavy. It's still pop in some way. And it's
like,
fun.
I want something new. And that's new.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons it's so intriguing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's not a sound that's really out right now.
Yeah. And it's I think it's slowly coming in, because I think that album and then... what's her face? What's her name? Grimes. Grimes' new album is going to be the shit.
I'm so excited.
Like, all the shit she's been hyping up for. So it's just like, I think that's where I'm leaning towards more of just like a lot of pop electronic music that's coming out now that just sounds heavier than rock is. Because I have my moods for rock and soft shit. I have a ton of it right over there.
Most
in my
of the
collection.
Rock I listen to is either 90s or 2000s.
I'm just blasting rap half the time anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, if we want to talk about rap, there's a whole other episode, but just want to talk about rock music and how much I don't like Wallows. Just.
Jason had some thoughts.
I had some real big thoughts. Big thoughties.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's, those are our thoughts. Any closing thoughts?
I feel like we pretty much summarized.
Yeah. Diversify your palette on music, because I feel like you just appreciate everything else and you hear everything.
What are our listeners' thoughts? You guys, what are your thoughts on is rock dead? Is it gonna come
press
back?
Press one for yes.
You guys know any actual good rock music?
Are you in a band?
Slide into our Insta DMs.
Our DMs and tell us, and we'll listen.
I feel like we invite people to slide into our DMs yet.
No,
has anyone done it yet?
No.
Okay. Well, you guys
only,
are sliding.
Only spam.
We're all just talking to like bots.
Yeah.
No one's actually listening. It's just bots.
Just.
Or you listening to it like 20 times.
Yeah, because I'm just like. Is there a funny noise that you've put into like the episode that I have to find?
Yeah.
It's not like it's flagged like noise here.
Yeah.
That's like.
Well, I gotta make you look for it.
Yeah, I know. It means I have to listen.
It's
to
like
the whole
fun little
thing.
Easter egg.
Big shout out to people in Chicago that listened to us a lot last week.
Oh,
for our
interesting.
Crunk episode, it's very interesting.
Chicago likes their crunk, I guess.
Chicago with all the things up there and yep.
Disgusting.
It's a close to Chicagoan. It's a really hard accent to imitate. It's not. It's not easy for a person of my talents to do. I'm looking up our analytics. Give me a sec, because I think it's interesting. I love it. It makes me happy. A lot of people listen to our Crunk episode, which is very appreciative. Wild. We're almost at 2,000 listens. Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm slowly losing my mind here. let's see, everyone in Bellevue, Chicago, Portland, New Orleans, Tulsa, Palm Coast, Ann Arbor, Asheville, Lexington, Chesterfield.
Chesterfield where? I feel like there are a few places called Chesterfield.
Yeah, there's a lot of Chesterfields. Well, this past month, it's been quite the ride. So, people have loved One Hit Wonders, Kronk, the Lost episode, of course. Bands we changed our mind about.
Oh, One Hit Wonders was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, One Hit Wonders was a...
Oh, yeah, that was back in February. I guess yeah, people still like it.
God damn.
That's good, yeah.
Someone's going through this. Somewhere Unknown is number one.
Mars?
It's probably the UAE, which is insane. Some rich Saudi prince is like blasting this, like, oh, we need to meet him. Yeah, Chicago's a big one. New York, Melbourne, Australia. Yeah, love to Australia. And we're huge on Apple Podcasts.
Weird.
This is wild, yeah. Mobile, someone's blasting us on their tablet. Player FM? Oh,
I think it's funny because I only listen to podcasts on my phone.
CastBox, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Wild. No data available yet. Yeah, so...
I love awesome. Analytics.
Awesome. Yeah, so that's our opinions, and these are facts, and the rest is wrong. Yeah, so... That's it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yo.